Welcome to Tradutex Portuguese Lessons Podcast. Olá, eu sou a Helena, and on this episode we're going to learn the verb to hurt in Portuguese. But just before that, I want to let you know that Tradutex Portuguese Lessons Podcast is now on Patreon. Patreon is a platform where you can support the projects you like. So if you're enjoying listening to this podcast and if you would like it to carry on, you can also become a patron. And as a patron, you get the PDF with the highlights of each episode, pronunciation tips, written posts, audios and videos about the Portuguese language. You can get in touch with me every time you have a question related to Portuguese, and you can even participate in a monthly live session with me. Go to www.patreon.com/tradutex and learn more about it. So on today's episode, we're going to learn the verb doer, to hurt. Como se escreve doer? D-O-E-R, doer. On the last episode, number 94, we've talked about the word for pain, dor. Still remember? Dor, D-O-R. You can see that dor and doer come from the same root, so they are connected with the same type of meaning. So the first thing we need to learn about this verb doer is that this verb is what we call in grammar a defective verb. In Portuguese, verbo defectivo. That means that the verb is not conjugated in all tenses, persons, or moods. If you think in English, for example, the verb can is defective because it lacks the third person and non-finite forms like the gerund or the infinitive. So that means that you can't say he, she, or it cans. You cannot say to can or even canning. It means that it is a defective verb because we can't conjugate it in all the tenses, persons, or moods. And something similar happens with the verb doer in Portuguese. We can conjugate this verb doer in nearly all the tenses apart from the imperative, but it's pretty defective because it's only conjugated on the third person singular and the third person plural. So we only have two verb forms when we talk about doer. So it works in a completely different way from all the verbs we've been doing so far. So you only need to know two verb forms. The third person singular is doi, doi, como se escreve doi, D, O, com acento, I, doi. And the third person plural, doiem, doiem, como se escreve doiem, D, O, E, M, doiem. So, let's repeat these only two forms we have for the present tense. Third person singular, terceira pessoa do singular, doi. Third person plural, terceira pessoa do plural, doiem. Make sure you don't close your lips when you finish pronouncing the third person plural, doiem. You should remain with your mouth open. So let's see what kind of structure we use with this verb. Instead of starting, like all the other verbs you've been learning so far, with the personal pronouns for eu, tu, ele, ela, etc., we will do this a bit the other way around. So if I want to say something like my head hurts, I will say in Portuguese something like it hurts me the head. So no possessive words, So there's no words to translate that my. We could use it, but it's normally unnecessary. We will start with the verb, it hurts. So being the head, something singular, we will pick the third person singular. So if the body part that hurts is singular, we will choose the third person singular. That is, doi. So we start with the verb, doi. And now to explain that the body part that hurts, it hurts to me, we will use the pronoun me. Doi, me. And we will use a hyphen, a dash, in between the verb form, doi, and the pronoun, me. Doi me. Doi me. And then we say what body part is actually hurting. Doi me a cabeça. Doi me a cabeça. My head hurts. Doi me a cabeça. It's okay if we start with the body part. It's okay if we say a cabeça doi-me. There's nothing wrong about it, but it's more common that we start with the verb. So although knowing that we can do the other way around, we could say a cabeça doi-me, I will insist today with you with the most common way to express it, which is starting with the verb. So basically what you have to have in mind is that you have only two verb forms. If the body part that hurts is singular, you pick the singular one, doi. If the body part that hurts is plural, imagine my arms or my legs or my eyes. So then you will start with the verb form in plural, which is doiai. And then attached to the verb, we will put the pronoun. So let's go through each possibility so we can learn every pronoun that we need to fully conjugate this verb. We've done the first one. My head hurts. Dói-me a cabeça. If I want to say your head hurts, first of all, we always need to think about the word your, because it can be translated in three different ways in Portuguese. You have an informal singular your that will be related to the word tu, and then a singular but formal related to você, and then a plural one related to the idea of vocês. We'll try to do this in a logical order. So this first your we're going to look at is the informal singular related to the idea of tu. So if I'm talking, let's say, to a child, and if I want to say your head hurts, it could be a question or not for us, it wouldn't change. We can say doi, because remember, head is singular, so we pick the singular verb form. And now the pronoun that we will attach to the verb with the hyphen, the dash in the middle, is the pronoun tu. So before we did me, M-E, now we'll do tu, T-E, doi-te a cabeça. Your head, your informal singular, your head hurts, doi-te a cabeça. And if we run all these words together, doi-te a cabeça. So if I say it very slowly, word by word, you can clearly hear the tu, doi-te a cabeça. But naturally, what do? We will run all of this together and it sounds more like doi-te a cabeça. This is just for pronunciation purposes, because when we write it down, we do it in separate words, of course. Doi-te a cabeça. As I said, if I'm asking this, does your head hurt, would be the same exact thing in Portuguese, doi-te a cabeça. We will just add a question mark for writing and raise our voice, question intonation, when we speak. So it could be a statement, doit a cabeça, or a question, doit a cabeça? Exactly the same. Now, if we're doing your head hurts, but this time a formal singular your, thinking about a você, our pronoun now is a bit different. The pronoun we need is lhe. Lhe. Como se escreve lhe? L-H-E. Lhe. I know this one is not the easiest one to pronounce. Lhe means to you, formal you, singular formal you, or, and we will see it right away, it also means to him or to her. So it's a third person singular pronoun. We will use it for the você, ele, and ela. So your head hurts, whether it's a statement or a question, dói-lhe a cabeça. Very slowly, muito devagar, dói-lhe a cabeça. More normally, dói-lhe a cabeça. Dói-lhe a cabeça. If it's a question, dói-lhe a cabeça? Dói-lhe a cabeça? So what happens with these pronouns we've learned so far? Me, to, lhe. Notice that me means to me, to you informal, and lhe to you formal, but also to him and to her. They all end with the letter E that we naturally drop, and if the following word starts with a vowel, and it does if it's an article, u, a, us, as, we will put the pronoun and article together in pronunciation terms. So, dói-me a cabeça, dói-te a cabeça, dói-lhe a cabeça. Now, if I want to say his head hurts, as I told you before, this lhe we've just learned is good to say to you, formal, but also to say to him and to her. So we will use the same exact lhe. Dói-lhe a cabeça. Just like we did for your head hurts, formal. And the same exact sentence is also a good translation for her head hurts. Then the context will make it clear. Dói-lhe a cabeça. So here we're saying it hurts him, the head, dói-lhe a cabeça, or it hurts her, the head, dói-lhe a cabeça. Notice that the pronoun lhe doesn't have masculine or feminine, so we rely on the context to make it clear. Now, if I want to say something like our head hurts, I need a different pronoun. This time my pronoun is nos. Nos. Como se escreve nos? N-O-S. Nos. Notice it's not like the personal pronoun subject nós with an accent meaning we. This nos means to us. So I'm going to say something like it hurt us the head. So our head hurts in Portuguese will be dói-nos a cabeça. Devagar, dói-nos a cabeça. If I run the words together, dói-nos a cabeça, what happens here is that nos ends at S. And in this case, S is in between two vowels, the O from nuj and the following A from the article the head. So the S becomes like a Z sound. Instead of having dói nuj a cabeça, with that little break in the middle, that little pause, we will run it together. Dói nuj a cabeça. Dói nuj a cabeça. That sounds more natural to say. Now, if I want to say your head, but this time your, as in plural you, related to the word vocês, like you guys, if I want to say that, my pronoun now is vos. Vos. como se escreve vos, V-O-S, vos. So, your head hurts, dói-vos a cabeça. Dói-vos a cabeça. I'm stopping a bit after the verb, but this time, now, I will run everything together. Dói-vos a cabeça. Dói-vos a cabeça. And it happens exactly what happened when we've learned dói-nos a cabeça, that S at the end of us will become like a Z sound because it's in between two vowels. Even though those two vowels are in separate words, it still affects the way we pronounce it. Dói-vos a cabeça. So one last one, if you want to say their head hurts, now we will use the pronoun lhes. Lhes, which is just like the lhe we've learned for você, ele, ela, meaning to you formal, to him and to her, but now we will add an S to make it plural, and it will be the one we use for they. Eles, elas. So, como se escreve lhes? L-H-E-S. Lhes. Dói-lhes a cabeça. It means literally, it hurts to them the head. To say their head hurts. It hurts to them the head. This is a very literal translation. I know it doesn't make sense, but it's important for you to understand the structure that we use in Portuguese. Now, let's run everything together. Their head hurts. Dói-lhes a cabeça. Dói-lhes a cabeça. Dói-lhes a cabeça. Okay, so I will repeat these sentences. Now, without the English translation, because you can always go back to check, I will repeat them in a natural way, running the words together as we normally do. Dói-me a cabeça. Dói-te a cabeça. Dói-lhe a cabeça. Dói-lhe a cabeça. Dói-lhe a cabeça. And I know I've just repeated 3 times dói-lhe a cabeça, but that's because it's good to translate 3 different situations. Your formal, your head hurts, his head hurts, and her head hurts. And we'll carry on with our head hurts. Dói-nos a cabeça. Dói-vos a cabeça. Dói-lhes a cabeça. Okay, now, you know that for this verb we consider 2 possibilities, 2 verb forms. If the body part that is hurting is singular, we use dói, just like we did now for the examples about the head. But what happens if the body part that's hurting is plural, or if it's more than one body part? For instance, legs, as pernas. It's plural, so we need to use the plural version of the verb form, which is dói. The pronouns, we will repeat the same pronouns we've learned. Me, to me. Tu, to you, informal. Lhe, for the 3 situations, to you, formal, to him and to her. Nos, to us. Vos, to you, plural, and lhes, to them, eles, elas. So, my legs hurt, dói-me as pernas. Dói-me as pernas. Dói-me as pernas. I can do this in 2 different ways. I can say, Dói-me as pernas. Pronouncing here the E on the pronoun me. Dói-me as pernas. To connect me with as, mias. Or again, I can drop the E and just put it along with the article. Dói-me as pernas. Dói-me as pernas. Ou dói-me as pernas. Two possibilities. And just like I've explained earlier, it's okay if you start with the body part. If you want to say, as pernas doem, it's also fine. Now, if it's your legs hurt, being informal, you're talking to someone that you use the to form with, your legs hurt, doem-te as pernas, doem-te as pernas. Or, dói-te as pernas. Again, the two possibilities. You can put tu as with the E sound in the middle. Dói-te as pernas. Or you can completely drop the E from tu. Dói-te as pernas. As pernas dói-te. That's also okay. Don't forget that when we write it, in between the verb and the pronoun, there's always a hyphen, a dash. If I want to say your legs hurt, but this time being formal, if I use the você treatment with the person, I will use the pronoun lhe. Dói-lhe as pernas. Dói-lhe as pernas. Or, and it might be easier for you, you can completely drop the vowel. Dói-lhe as pernas. Dói-lhe as pernas. Same lhe for the following two situations. His legs hurt or her legs hurt. Because this lhe doesn't have a masculine or a feminine and we need to rely on the context to know what we're talking about. So if it's about him, his legs hurt, dói-lhe as pernas. Or again, dói-lhe as pernas. If it's about her, the exact same sentence. Dói-lhe as pernas. Or just dropping the E. Dói-lhe as pernas. So it's like they hurt to him the legs or they hurt to her the legs. That's the structure we're using in Portuguese. Let's say our legs hurt. Legs is plural, we start with the verb in the plural form, doyen, and now let's use the pronoun for our, which is to us, nos. Doyen-nos as pernas. Let's run the nos together with the article as. Doyen-nos as pernas. Doyen-nos as pernas. Your legs hurt, but this time a plural your, as we're using the treatment vocês, you guys. And that pronoun that we need to use now, to you, plural, is vos. Vos. Doem-vos as pernas. Let's run it together. Doem-vos as pernas. Doem-vos as pernas. Remember, we can always make these statements into questions just by changing the intonation and on the writing, adding a question mark. So if I'm asking a group, I will ask them, doem-vos as pernas? If I'm just saying it, doem-vos as pernas. Really, just my intonation will make the difference. No other change is necessary. The last one, their legs hurt. So they hurt to them the legs. And now for the their, for the eles, elas, we use the pronoun lhes. Lhes. Just like the singular lhe for to you, formal to him and to her. But this time we add the letter S. Lhes. Doem-lhes as pernas. Let's run it together. Doem-lhes as pernas. Doem-lhes as pernas. If I'm asking about if their legs hurt, I would say doem-lhes as pernas. Doem-lhes as pernas. Okay, always remember that we run these words together, or because the pronoun ends with the letter E that we drop, E in Portuguese, or because it ends at S that we will run together with the following vowel. I will repeat now these sentences without the English translation. Don't be surprised to hear the lhe form repeated 3 times. It's because it's good for você, ele, ela. Doem-me as pernas. Doem-te as pernas. Doem-lhe as pernas. Doem-lhe as pernas. Doem-lhe as pernas. Doem-nos as pernas. Doem-vos as pernas. Doem-lhes as pernas. Now, just before we finish, don't forget that back, the back in Portuguese, is plural. The back is as costas. So if I want to say something like my back hurts, I need to use the plural version of this verb form. So my back hurts is doem-me as costas. Doem-me as costas. Doem-me as costas. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and if you did, please share it with your friends. And just before we finish, I have to thank to my dear patrons. You are really the reason and the motivation to carry on with this project. So, muito, muito obrigada. A Francine Brown, Gita Barknovitz, Philip Friend, Rebecca Hand, Carol Sperling, Petra Korf, Brenda Sabrecht, David Soto, Lindy Falk, Michelle Cubrosi, Jerry Ellis, Sandra Weimert, Karen Source, Kenneth Pizisco, Ibrahim Almutawa, Hank Van Kahn, Karin Barnhorn, Pauline Mansfield, Pranudiana, Anne Grandage, Elise van der Vlucht, David Martin, Patricia Martin, Catherine Dernford-Vang, Mikkel Plaktuvian, Art Veld, Ernst Scholta, Agnieszka Mrozewicz-Kuczewska, Tatiana Krupnik, Ramona Splektus, Kim Noble, Tancha McKnight, Paula Klein, Laura Beditsk, Chris Brand, Meredith Richards, Micheline Huntley, Jess Hasselmans, Diane, Steve Batchelor, Josie Koopman, Lex Mui, Sneer, Suzanne Mas, Michael Machado, Molly Morton, Jayada Reigns, John Markveit, David Kirkham, Zarmig, Andy Efford, Rakesh Gupta, Paul Greenhalg, Jim Cheng, Matthew Brett, Kirsten Kunstmann, Brandon Wallis, and Kato Wake. Thank you all for your support. Thank you all for keeping my motivation high. Muito, muito obrigada. E até para a semana. Tchau!